Next, connect the tips of any two wind vectors. This represents a vertical shear vector. Why is this the case? We are simply calculating the difference in wind speed and or direction with height, which is by definition vertical wind shear. In this case, we drew the 1 to 2 kilometer wind shear vector. The longer the shear vector, the stronger the shear in that given layer. In this case, you can see that there is stronger shear in the surface to 1 kilometer layer than the 1 to 2 kilometer layer. For the final step, we connect the tips of all the wind vectors with height, which traces out the hodograph. And the hodograph is a plot of vertical wind shear with height.